An historic Essex building has been placed on the endangered list. A historic seaside building, where many of us spent many happy hours in our childhood, has been placed on the top 10 list of endangered buildings. The Victorian Society included the Kersal in Southend-on-Sea as a building worthy of restoration. Southend-on-Sea City Council owns the freehold of the land, but London-based property group AEW has a 200-year lease on the building. Councillors said they've been trying to negotiate to bring it back into full use. The site is believed to be the first one in the country opened as an entertainment park. Many families ended up there on visits to Southend. When the tide was out, it was better than long walks through the muddy beach, and when the tide was in, it was a diversion. Self-proclaimed Essex boy, Griff Rees-Jones, the Victorian Society president, said, "I love the Kersal. It was part of my childhood. It's an exhilarating building and an entertaining building. It is the history of Southend. It has more embedded value, commercially and collectively, as a great entertainment complex than it could ever have as a derelict site." The Kersal Amusement Park was designed by George Sherrin in 1896 and completed in 1901. The German word Kersal means cure hall, and it refers to the main banquet hall of a spa town. Its eye-catching tower, featured on a 2011 postage stamp, made it an East Anglian landmark. It was thought to have been the world's first purpose-built amusement park, with a circus, ballroom, arcade, dining hall, billiard room, a zoo and an ice rink, the Victorian Society said. Later, it housed a casino, bowling alley and hosted a number of major bands including AC/DC, Queen and Dr. Feelgood. The Kersal's War of Death motorcycle rides were the first such spectacle in Britain, the Victorian Society said. The whole complex finally closed its doors in 1986, with its ballroom demolished that year. Following years of dereliction and millions of pounds spent on restoration, it reopened in 1998. But presently, only a Tesco Express occupies a small part of the building. Southend Council wants to buy back the lease from the property company so it can carry out a restoration. It said the Grade 2 listed building remains an important landmark, but the building has deteriorated.